Well, good morning. Well, it's morning somewhere. It's 1:43 p.m. here on Front Range in Curley, Colorado. On, what is this? This is Wednesday, April the 5th, 2023. Pretty sure that's right. So yesterday was a treadmill day. We got up to snow, like 25 degrees. It stuck everywhere for about, oh, I don't know. 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, we still had snow on the sidewalk, but by the end of the day, it was gone. Today, they're mostly dry. I'm coming up on a patch that's wet, but it's not snowy. I had a couple of patches that were snowy. Mostly in the shade along that long trek west on West 20th Street. So yeah, we're cruising along. The new books are coming along nicely. The contracts for the audiobooks are all signed and approved and returned, etc. In theory, I've got cover art coming. Karen says she's about 2/3 of the way through this current pass. She'll do 2 or 3 passes before sending it back to me. I've already reserved 2 more slots with her. I just need to get the books ready for her. She's already booked for May. And I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get a slot, one for June, one for July. But I've got 2 slots reserved. So if I can get this book done and to her, if she doesn't have other work to do, she can work on that, which would be good. Yeah. But it's 40 degrees-ish, mostly blue sky. The sun is warm. The air is cold. The snow keeps it a little cooler than I like, because there is snow still around on the ground. It didn't all melt yesterday. A lot of it did, but... Yeah. The thing about the sidewalks and the streets is that they soak up solar gain. So these concrete slabs that I'm working on get warm and stay warm. And the UV rays from the sun, which don't have quite as much atmosphere to go through as they do down at sea level, or even 2,000 feet, the UV just burns through and warms the sidewalks, warms the streets, so it tends to melt out a lot of the snow. I probably could have walked yesterday outside, but I'm wimpy. I said yesterday in the post that I feel wimpy. I felt wimpy saying, oh, I don't want to go. I'm going to walk on the treadmill where it's safe. Yes. It was cold. It would have required a parka. Not like I didn't have a parka or gloves or fuzzy hat or anything else that I needed to walk in that temperature. It's just... I haven't been doing this long enough to have worked up the strength and stamina to make the 2-mile loop in even moderately adverse conditions. In fact, right now today, I would not have I would not have been able to make this loop. Even though it's sunny and only breezy, I don't think I would have been able to make this loop in even in early March, certainly not in February. But I'm getting stronger, I'm getting more stamina, I'm getting a little wind back. I'm picking up a pound or two, and it's not fat. I'm still always cold. I have no insulative layers other than skin and anything I put on the outside of the skin, because there's precious little on the inside. My wife says I'm skin and bones, but I'm not really. Although there's a lot of skin. If you've never had a significant weight loss, the effect of significant weight loss, of having all of that subcutaneous fat, all of the loose body fat, all of it gone from the inside, leaves a lot of loose skin just sort of, for lack of a better term, hanging around. So yeah, there is that that aspect of it that, yes, I'm slim, I'm slender. As long as I keep my shirt on, nobody really knows that there's a lot of loose skin sort of hanging about my body. A baggy sweatshirt. There's an image. I don't know if it'll eventually will be reabsorbed or if it's going to be a fact of life from now on. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. So, yeah, I'm cruising along through the book. I got book two. I'm going to say about, well, I'm about three quarters of the way through this pass already. It's only been a few days. I'm already three quarters of the way through the pass. I've rewritten the problematic opening so that it actually opens at the right place with the right information on it. I'm combing out the hiccups in terms of dates. It looked very much like everything happened in the same 4 or 5 week period. And yeah, that, no, that can't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way. So I've opened up a 2379 year at a glance calendar, so I know what days are which days and how many days it is between leaving Dark Knight Station and getting into, you know, here's the date we left Dark Knight. We were 2 days in transit, and we were 7 days or 9 days matching velocity with the station, and so we couldn't dock before August 2nd. So the date that was on the chapter of June 42 was... No, it wasn't June 42nd. It was, I think it was July 15th or something. So it wasn't terribly far off, but it was far enough off that it was problematic. Problematic to my brain. I don't know that anybody else would notice it, but... It's such a telling point about the story that one of the reasons that the toe holes are so much more profitable is that you don't spend most of your voyage getting into and out of the system. Well, you do, but the amount of time you spend doing it is considerably less. So within a day or so of departing Dark Knight Station, the ship can get underway and start jumping. Which it can't do if it has to sail out beyond a certain point. No, that's not the right way to phrase it. I'm coming up on, say with me, Monk Post. Okay. It's not the case where in the High Line you have to go so far into the gravity well in order to get to the Goldilocks zone, because that's where the orbitals are. So it takes an equal, if not greater, amount of time to get back out again. The toll holds, you know, a day or two, maybe three, to get far enough out into where space is flat enough to fold. And then maybe a couple of weeks to match velocity, match orbit. Jumping in somewhere close to the station by virtue of generally having a short jump in rather than trying to make the longest jump possible and incurring the largest error. There was an interesting discussion on the Golden Age of Solar Clipper Facebook group about what's missing at the end of In Ashes Born, and the feeling that the audiobook must be missing something. And that concerned me because I had so much trouble with the audio for Tanith Fairport. But then I realized that it was Podium that had put out, or remembered, because I always realize it. But, you know, it's like Podium did not drop a chapter on the way. And the difficulty is that the person thinking something was missing is right in a sense. Come on, get out of my way. In that what they wanted there wasn't there. And the problem is that what they wanted there was everything that happened in Telluride when Ishmael wasn't in Telluride anymore, when Ishmael wasn't involved in the operations anymore, when Ishmael couldn't observe it anymore, which is why the last chapter has to be Pip and his rumors. Which is why the next to the last chapter is a rather revealing conversation between Ishmael and Chief Stevens. Those are the critical pieces of information that you need to go forward with. And then there's the obligatory, well, I really wanted to know what happened when you met up with Brill again. And yeah, a lot of people want that. I get it, but it's boring. I wrote it 4 or 5 times. I couldn't make it fit. I couldn't make it work. I couldn't make it not boring. I couldn't make it pertinent to the story. I couldn't make it useful. I couldn't make it interesting. And I really didn't need it to move the story along. So those, between those two points, it's like, yeah, I know. And everybody wanted Ishmael to go, to want me to write the back to school episode novel of Ishmael Goes to College. But there's no cadet share. So there could be no academy share. There wasn't one, there isn't one. So there's no story in that sequence. And only half facetiously I've said this already, but bedtime for Bonzo and back to school. What else do you need? I mean, yeah, I'm sure they could have hijinks. It's just, there's so much wrong with higher education that the only way I could write that book is by alienating a lot of people whom I respect. Because I wouldn't be able to talk about the story. I wouldn't be able to tell the story that I might want to tell about higher education, about the academy, about Ishmael going to school, without really leaning hard on what the biggest problem with it is, particularly now. And without arguing that it actually makes sense in the current models, in the current paradigm, in the current establishment of higher education. I didn't want to get into it. Too much of how I feel about it is tied up in emotional response to having gotten my PhD in a field that was then chopped off by political maneuvering in the name of taking care of the children. All right, I'm going to pause this a minute because I need a drink. Yeah, that's so much better. All right. So I'm walking alongside the park. There's little patches of snow here and there. There's a lot of gray. There's a lot of brown. I'm looking at the trees alongside the slow, and it's, some of them look pretty naked, but they've got red tips on the buds, so I think it's just the lighting and the nature of the bark that makes it look like they're stripped down to naked wood when they're not. Walking past this trash truck. Is he going to take off when I start up? Probably. He didn't, but doesn't mean he won't in a minute. Ugh. My fingers are cold. But I'm almost back. I still got probably another hour before I can bake the bread. It's in its second proofing and in its loaf pans, so it should be. It should. I wonder how long it shut off. I bumped it with my sleeve. So we're in 16th week of haiku. Still doing it along with my journal every day. I don't know if it helps, but it certainly puts my mind in the right place so that when I sit down to write in the morning, I've done it enough times now, 3 months in a row, where I sit down in the morning and start to write. And usually I get both hours of writing done, well, before noon anyway. I've run long a couple days. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.